Good morning, everybody. I'm glad everyone is up doing what they got to do to get after it on this Monday. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the greatest of the greatest podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. All right, guys, so I'm going to get deep today. All right, so take it or leave it, what you need or what you don't need, because I'm going in. All right, many of us are going through this life with so many distractions. I'm not even talking about the obvious distractions like the TV or our phones. We are distracted by our negative thinking, our unhealed wounds from childhood, the bad spirit sucking the life out of us. We are distracted by suffering. I'll get into the suffering part in a second. I don't know if y'all ready for that, but we are allowing these things to happen. And frankly, I can't blame you, and I can't even blame myself either, because it's become the norm. It's something we aren't always fully conscious of. We are wrapped up and spiraled into this web that has got to a point where you are fed up. I only talk about this because this is something I'm working on too. Anything I talk about here, I already dealt with or am dealing with, right? Some things I figured out, some things I'm still searching deeply into. There is so much going on in the matrix that many of us lost our vision, lost our sight from the real purpose and why we are here. That is due to spending, you know, so much time on miscellaneous things, miscellaneous thoughts, miscellaneous activities, miscellaneous, you know, just habits that are implemented into our life that we are unconscious of. Many of us, we don't even know that we have the tools to advance our life forward, but yet we are allowing it to suck the life out of us. We are so focused on projecting a good life instead of focusing on developing and building a good life for ourselves spiritually. You know, going on walks in nature, that's something I do. Getting to sleep early to wake up earlier. Eating food that fuels your body to run properly. Our body is a machine. If you give it the wrong fuel, it's not going to run right. You got to shut out the negativity. Shut out the food that makes you sick. It's good to take a break from everything once in a while. I believe comparison is the biggest thief of joy, because we cannot find joy while comparing our lives to someone else. You know, the truth about what this world is, it's in plain sight. The answers are in plain sight. We have just been taught not to see it. Everything we need is already here. It's within us. We are just caught up in the web of instant gratification, instant desires, instant convenience, right? It's the same thing with suffering. We are so used to going through a cycle of pain, of being in pain, that we don't know what being healed feels like. We don't know what true joy feels like. We don't know what true peace is. We think peace is about feeling good, right? We're trying to attain peace so much, we're trying to chase after it, but we have this false perception of it that it's about feeling good. The only person that can truly and fully appreciate wealth is someone who's experienced homelessness and poverty, because they'll know money is not the answer to our spiritual consciousness. It's a tool. We know suffering very well, like the back of our hands. We love and hate it because it validates our pain, because it's familiar, and it also causes us pain. It's crazy because we were taught suffering and pain in the experiences we grew up with, the experiences we came across today, and, you know, and those kind of things that we're familiar with, it amplifies our root of the pain more. We were never taught that, what healing is or what joy or peace are. We read about it, but what is the true knowing and feeling of it? What does that look like on a day-to-day? What does that look like when you wake up? And that's what we need to actively learn more about. You know, I'm asking you guys and challenging you because I'm searching for these answers too, right? I'm on a journey too, just like you are. I learned that it's a day-to-day process. If you guys don't remember anything from this message today, I want you to remember this. Eliminate the BS from your life that is impeding your progress, whether that be people, habits, behavior that is interfering with your self-improvement, healing, goals you want to achieve, starting a business, whatever it is, take away the things that are holding you back in that process. Shut out the noise, okay? Because I believe that is rule number one in a process of growth and progress, is to eliminate the obvious things that are not going to help you to get where you want to be. clear out the junk in your environment, in your life, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, and you will be on a path forward, I guarantee you. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.